Good morning.
各位早晨。
My name is Brittany, and this is my husband Kenny.
我是 Brittany, 后面的是我先生 Kenny.
And it is our great privilege to be able to worship together with you and share with you this morning.
今早呢，感谢神能够有机会呢，同大家一起嘅分享。
We're here with our two daughters, Elizabeth and Abigail, as well as Kenny's parents, Dale and Terry Beecham.
我哋嘅两个女儿咧都喺我哋当中。Kenny 嘅父母咧亦都同我哋一齐。
Thank you so much for your kind welcome of our family this morning.
我哋好多谢大家嘅邀请。
We were introduced to this church through Reverend Joseph Wong, who leads Canada's Diaspora Ministries with SEND and has been a friend of this church for many years.
是啊，王建鹏牧师介绍我哋咧认识以马内利堂。王牧师咧系散居华人事工喺 SEND International 嘅负责人。
We're so grateful to Pastor Edmund and Pastor Jessica for the invitation to be here and share with you this morning.
亦都好感谢何牧师同埋乐传道邀请我哋咧能够传讲神嘅道。
As you may know, our family is preparing to move overseas to Croatia to serve long term with SEND International.
我哋嘅家庭咧预备咧喺将来咧能够去到咧克罗地亚呢一个嘅地方受住SEND International 嘅差派。
We will be part of a church planting team as well as working with a Christian camp ministry.
我哋会作长期嘅宣教包括咧系建立新嘅教会，同埋咧系喺学校里边咧系做一啲嘅退休营。
We wanted to spend some time this morning introducing ourselves and our families to you, sharing a little bit of our testimonies and the work that the Lord is calling us to in Croatia.
我哋盼望咧喺今朝早上可以同大家介绍下我哋自己，以及咧我哋自己嘅生命嘅见证，以及咧同大家分享咧关于我哋对克罗地亚嘅呢一个嘅事工嘅意象。
And then we will also spend some time together in the Word this morning.
我哋都咧系会一同嘅去阅读全讲神嘅说话。
A few years ago, I read a quote that said, "To tell you my story is to invite you into my worship."
好几年前咧，我读到一个嘅一句嘅说话，我觉得好有意思特别咧系讲到当我话俾你听我嘅故事嘅时候，其实我系邀请紧你进入我的生命。
And to date, that is the most beautiful description I've ever heard of a testimony.
呢个我相信咧系关于见证嘅分享咧一个最好嘅描述啦。
So my hope is that in sharing part of my story with you, I can invite you to join with me in my worship.
我希望透过今日我嘅分享咧，能够邀请大家一同嘅同我敬拜神。
I was 6 years old when I first felt the Lord calling me to overseas missions.
在我六岁的时候，我已经感受到咧系上主呼召我去到海外宣教。
I can still remember lying in my bed as a little girl and hearing what felt almost audibly the voice of the Lord calling me to missions.
当时我瞓喺床上边，我好有印象听到上帝嘅声音叫我咧参加远方嘅宣教。
And in many ways, that moment has shaped the rest of my life.
这个嘅事情，呢件嘅事。影响我往后的整个人生。
I was in a prayer meeting in high school preparing to go on my first ever short-term missions trip when the Lord really touched my heart in a powerful way.
当时我在中学的时代准备去到参与一个宣教的工作，神呢就透过这个机会来到接触我，触摸我。
I was in a season of life where, as a teenager, I felt really angry all the time, and I didn't know if God was still hearing my prayers.
当时我作为一个年轻人咧，我发觉我自己咧好多里边嘅愤怒甚至系对神嘅愤怒，我唔知道我的祈祷系咪上帝听紧嘅。
And in a way that I still can't quite explain, the Holy Spirit touched me in a way that only He knew I needed.
不过我唔识得点样形容，我只能够话系圣灵嘅触动，令到我咧系能够改变。
I started crying uncontrollably, and for the first time in a really long time, I felt the nearness of God, and I knew that He was listening to me and would never leave me.
当时我好感受到上帝嘅同在，我不停咁喊啊，时常都喊。不过咧系因为感动嘅缘故，我觉得上帝同我好亲近。
A few years later, I was spending 3 months in the Philippines.
之后我喺菲律宾3个月嘅时间。
And what was once the rush of excitement of a two-week trip had settled into a feeling of deep overwhelmness and inadequacy.
本来是两个礼拜的一个的行程，因为这样的延长令到他自己觉得是很不足，很不配，也都在里面有很多学习。
I remember lying awake one night, missing home and praying, God, I can't do this.
在菲律宾的时间有一晚我很挂住屋企，跟着我跟神说我不可以继续这样做。
I'm just praying, please, please help me. And the Lord spoke and said, you can't, but I can.
神透过在祷告里面亲自对我说话，他说你没错是不能够继续，不过我可以帮助你。
This truth has continued to ground me through the years that have followed in seasons of joy and in seasons of hardship.
在往后的日子里面，无论喜乐忧愁，这句的说话都帮助我。
Through seasons of serving overseas, through difficult ministries, ministry seasons here in Canada.
无论在海外的宣教或者在本地在教会当中的侍奉的时候。
In waiting on the Lord's timing for long-term missions,And in struggling for almost 4 years to conceive our beautiful daughters, the Lord reminded me, you can't, but I can.
又或者在这里等待这个宣教的机会，以及呢我们家里4年的时间等待一个小生命的出现，神都不断地提醒我，没错，在我个人来讲不可能，但是在神里面可能。
So now, as we prepare to move to Croatia, I continue to hold fast to that truth.When I can't, he can.
所以当我们预备去到克罗地亚这个新的工场的时间，神的真理再一次提我，不断的提我，在我里面是不能够的，不过在神里面他可以。
Kenny will come share his testimony as well.
Good morning. I am so thankful to be here today.
各位早晨，我都很感恩能够在大家当中。
Many months ago, I came to this building to meet with your board and Pastor Edmund and to share my story.
大半年前我来到多伦多，第一次呢是接触何牧师，同埋呢是教会的堂议会成员。
I was welcomed with warm welcomes and with green tea, and I was so honored.
嗰日呢我有机会饮下绿茶，亦都呢有一个好好嘅欢迎嘅时间。
So I was raised in a Christian home.
我成长喺一个基督教家庭。
With parents who loved me and who loved Jesus.
有好爱我的父母，亦都好爱耶稣的父母。
And like Brittany said, they're here today serving us by loving our kids and keeping this service kind of calm.
感谢神，我的父母今天都在这里，为我们呢去安顿小孩子，以致我们的崇拜可以呢是顺利的进行。
I was taught by example of my parents from a very early age that Christians serve in their church.
在我的父母的生命里面，在我很幼小的时间就教导我一件事，基督徒在教会里面要侍奉。
And so when I graduated high school, I found myself seeking adventure.
所以当我中学毕业的时间，我就渴望的是一些的冒险之旅。
So I moved out to British Columbia, where we live now, about 40 minutes from Vancouver.
我们呢就去搬到去温哥华，大约呢是40一个外边的地方，大约是40分钟，温哥华来40分钟。
To study at Bible school and to study in a program called Outdoor Leadership.
在当中呢有一个地方我们一起的是去接受神学的训练，也都呢是参与一个叫做户外的领袖的训练。
I was able to climb mountains and kayak in the sea and learn a lot about living in the outdoors.
我有机会呢在户外爬山潜水。
And I was also able to become a part of a community of Christians.
亦都咧喺一个基督教嘅群体里边成长。
And in that community, I met people that I never thought I would meet.
喺嗰个嘅群体嘅里边，我从冇想象可以遇到咁样嘅人。
One of those people was a guy named Trevor.
其中一个佢嘅名字叫 Trevor。
Trevor is a man who has been to jail 3 times.
佢曾经去过入狱三次。
He spent time living in the homeless in the downtown part of Vancouver.
他在温哥华的市中心，也都是跟那些是流浪者是居住。
And I love that I met him at Bible school.
我很感谢神，我在圣经学校里面遇到他。
I think God had something planned for me when I met this guy.
我相信上帝有他奇妙的心意，要我在这个地方，在那个时间见到他。
Because his life had been so dramatically changed, and he couldn't stop talking about Jesus.
因为他的生命是很奇妙的，被上帝改变，他不能够不全讲耶稣，这个是他的生命。
So one day we were sitting on my balcony, and I was talking to Trevor.
有一天我在露台跟 Trevor 聊天。
And I was asking him, help me understand this thing called grace.
我同佢讲，我话啊，麻烦你帮助我明白乜嘢叫做恩典呢。
I remember asking him, there's no way that God's grace can cover my sin.
我就同佢讲，我话我想象唔到上帝嘅恩典系可以能够覆盖我嘅罪。
I said, there's like my sin is really bad. I don't think that's actually possible.
我同佢讲，我话我犯咗好多罪，我唔觉得咧上帝可能可以赦免佢嘅恩典可以覆盖赦免我嘅罪。
And my friend who knew about sin more than I ever thought I would know,
我这个朋友，他当然对罪的认识比我更深。
Said that God's grace is bigger.
他说，上帝的恩典比你的罪更大。
God's grace is bigger.
神的恩典更伟大。
So I remember sitting there, 19 years old, crying my face off.
我就记得当时19岁的我，就不停地喊。
And I reached a new level with Jesus that day.
我同上帝嘅关系进入，同耶稣嘅关系进入一个新嘅境界。
The adventure I was seeking, I was already on.
嗰个嘅冒险之旅，我发觉原来已经开始咗啦。
Christ has been pursuing me from the beginning.
上帝主耶稣基督一路嘅系喺度追逐我。
And right now, I believe that means going on mission for him.
到而家，佢希望我能够参与海外嘅宣教。
We feel called to go serve him.
我哋被佢呼召去侍奉佢。
Just like my parents taught me to serve in my church.
就好似我嘅父母教我喺教会当中点样去侍奉佢。
So we're gonna read Ephesians chapter 2 verses 1 to 10 again.
让我哋咧系再读以弗所书嘅第二章一到十节。
And I invite you to read along on your Bibles or on the screen.
如果可以的话呢，麻烦Vince 呢，是将头先第一段的那段的经文呢，是打翻出来。
And pay attention to a word or a phrase that sticks out in your mind.
当你读的时候，留意呢，有没有一句的说话，或者是一个的字是特别呢，是深刻的对你。
If you can, write it down or highlight it and ask God,what he is speaking to you today.
如果可以的话，你拿支笔写低这个字或者这一句的说话，求上帝呢，是告诉你为什么他要你特别留意这一句说话。
I'll share what sticks out to me, and Brittany will share some of her thoughts after.
我会先跟大家分享这一段特别引起我注意的当中的字词，之后呢 Brittany 会跟我们分享他的那个的感动。
I love that God speaks through his word and he speaks to all of us.
我相信呢，上帝会透过他的说话呢，能够触动我们，也都透过我们自己分享呢，是彼此的鼓励。
Okay, so let's read Ephesians chapter 2 verses 1 to 10.
以弗所书第二章第一到十节，我用中文来读出。你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，信服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间，放纵肉体的情欲，随从肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后代后来的世代看。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
What sticks out to me right away is the phrase, and you were dead in the trespasses and your sins.
特别叫我深刻印象嘅系经文特别提到话，当我们死在罪恶过犯嘅时候。
I remember feeling so dead in that moment on my deck with Trevor.
嗰一日喺露台同 Trevor 倾偈嘅时候，我嘅生命就好似死咗一样。
I might not have known it all the time, but I was living embracing my sin.
可能我一路都知道呢个嘅事实，不过当时嘅我就系喺度拥抱紧嗰啲嘅罪恶。
Verse 4 hit me, and it says, "But God."
第四节，然而神呢句说话。感动我。
That just is so amazing to me.
好奇妙嘅一个嘅一句嘅说话。
I was absolutely dead in my trespasses.
我系死在罪恶过犯中。
And verse 8 says that God's grace covered that.
第八节特别提到上帝嘅恩典覆盖。
So we see in this text that before Christ we were dead.
我哋睇见。未有耶稣之前，我哋嘅生命系死嘅。
But now we are alive in Christ.
现在我哋喺主耶稣基督里边系活嘅。
And Brittany will keep going on the second part of this text.
Brittany 会继续嘅分享。
So Kenny has led us through the first half of Ephesians 2, and I'm going to be leading us through the second half.
Kenny 带我哋睇咗头嗰十节，我哋咧继续睇11-22节。
So please open your Bibles again, and we will be reading Ephesians 2, verse 11-22.
我哋会咧读11-22节。所以你们应当纪念，你们从前按肉体是外邦人，是称为没受割礼的，这名原是那些凭人手在肉身上称为受割礼之人所起的。那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在神所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得亲近了。因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就在那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下藉着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。记在十字架上灭了冤仇，便藉这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了，并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。因为我们两下藉着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。这样你们不再作外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。你们也靠他同被建造成为神藉着圣灵居住的所在。
This is the word of the Lord.
上帝嘅道。
So in the first half of Ephesians 2, Paul tells us about how we were once dead in our sin, but God in his great love and mercy has made us alive again in Christ.
以弗所书第二章上半嗰段特别提到，喺耶稣基督遇见耶稣基督之前，我哋嘅生命好似死嘅一样。不过认识耶稣之后，我哋喺基督里边活过嚟。
And now in the second half of Ephesians 2, Paul tells us how we are reconciled not only to God but also to the people of God.
二章嘅下半特别提到，我哋唔单止与上帝和好，我哋亦都喺上帝嘅家里边同其他嘅人和好了。
That we are now part of the family of faith.
我哋而家系信仰嘅一个嘅家庭。
And like the first half of the chapter, this section also has two parts with a hinge in the middle.
呢下半部其实亦都可以分做两部分，中间系一个嘅关联。
It starts out by telling us who we were before Christ.
一开始嘅时候特别提到我哋喺认识耶稣之前系点样嘅。
We were Gentiles, which means those completely separated from the covenant community of God's people.
经文特别提到我们是外邦人，是与上帝的神的家的子民无关的。
We were separated from God, separated from God's people, and strangers to the covenants of God's promises.
我们在上帝的诸约上是局外人，是没有指望的。
The covenants of promise were the commitments God had made to his people through the generations.
这个约就是上帝向他子民不断承诺的一个的应许。
The foundational covenants or promises that we read about in the Old Testament between God and his people.
就在旧约上面我们读到上帝同他子民所立这个基础的约。
So God promised Noah that he would never again flood the whole earth.
例如他承诺同挪亚承诺他不会再以洪水毁灭大地。
God promised Abraham he would bless those who blessed him and curse those who curse him and make a great nation out of him.
他承诺亚伯拉罕他要成为大国他要成为万族的祝福。
God made a covenant with Moses, giving him the Ten Commandments, the law, and the promise of a homeland.
向摩西，他将十诫颁布给以色列人。
And God promised David that he would have a descendant to sit on the throne of God's people forever.
他承诺大卫王，他的子孙会成为一个永远的国。
The promise that is fulfilled fully and finally in Jesus.
这个的承诺到最后在耶稣基督的身上完全的成就。
So, but we were Gentiles, so none of those promises apply to us.
但是我们是局外人，我们是外邦人，这个的承诺其实跟我们无关的。
We were strangers to the covenants of promise.
我们在这个的诸约上是局外人。
We could not look to them as comfort or for assurance because we were separated from Christ, from his people, and from his promises.
对我们来讲未信主的人来讲这些的应许跟我们无关无关因为这个我们是跟神的家里面的成员是隔绝跟上帝是隔绝的。
And then, after this devastating pronouncement of who we were, separated from God, from the people of God, and from his promises, after this comes the phrase the whole chapter turns on.
不过在这个的宣告这个听起上来好像是很绝望没有指望的一个宣告之后来到圣经我觉得是一个非常大的一个扭转。
But now, in Christ Jesus,
但是在耶稣基督的里面
in what feels like a drowning man coming up to the surface and finally getting lungs full of air, we hear, but now, in Christ Jesus,
我们听见好像一个的人是呼喊用他全部的气力去喊叫不过如今却在基督耶稣里。
You see, we were far off, but Jesus has brought us near.
我们本来是远离的不过现在得亲近。
To those who are far off and those who are brought near, he has brought us together to have access to God the Father.
无论是远处的近处的耶稣基督将我们带来去到上帝天父的面前。
He has torn down the walls of Jew and Gentile that divided us and instead preached peace to us, giving us all the same access to God the Father.
他拆毁了中间隔断的墙以致所有的人都可以完全的来到上帝的面前无阻隔。
And because of this great work, we are no longer strangers or aliens, but we are fellow citizens and members of the very household of God.
因为耶稣这个奇妙的工作，我们不再是外人和客旅，我们是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。
My mother is from Brazil.
Her 我的妈妈来自巴西。
Her mother is from Paraguay, and her mother before her from Russia.
佢嘅妈妈嚟自巴拉圭，佢嘅妈妈系嚟自咧系俄罗斯。
So as I have grown up a first generation Canadian and have in many ways often felt caught between the Canadian world I've grown up in and the world I experience at home and in my family.
我作为喺加拿大第一代出世嘅人咧，我时常发觉自己系喺两个嘅文化嘅里边，加拿大嘅文化同埋我喺我屋企里边所面对嘅嗰啲嘅文化。
And now, as I prepare to move to another country myself and to move my daughters to another country, I feel in my spirit that language of being a stranger or an alien.
特别当我而家预备去到一个新嘅地方，去克罗地亚嘅时间，我感受同埋我女去到一个陌生嘅地方，有嗰种好强嘅、好强烈嘅嗰种一个新嘅文化嘅一个嘅冲击嘅时间。
Perhaps some of you have the same experience.
可能呢在座中的你都有这样样的经验。
So when we read in the text that we are no longer strangers and aliens, we see a piece of the greatness of what Christ has done for us.
所以当我们读到你们不再作外人和客旅的时间，我们看见这个是耶稣基督奇妙的工作。
And not only in the sense of being fellow citizens with the people of God, but also in the deeply familial sense of being members of the household of God.
不单只是成为一个成员，而是在上帝的家里面成为一个家人，家人。
The house that has been built on the cornerstone of Jesus Christ, all of us pulled together in Him.
是在耶稣基督作为房角石的使徒和先知的根基上去建造的那个家。
We are the holy temple of the Lord.
我们是上帝圣殿。
Not I or you or them, but we, all of us.
不是我或者你或者是他们，是我们所有人，就是上帝的圣殿。
All the believers in Christ, we are Gentiles no longer, but we are brought near to Christ and fellow citizens with his people.
我们不再作是外邦人，我们因为耶稣基督的缘故，能够被邀请进入上帝的家中，我们是上帝家里面神国的子民。
This work of reconciling that God has done, reconciling us to himself and reconciling us to each other, is why we are going to Croatia.
这个和好的工作，不单止我们和上帝和好，我们和其他身边的人和好的这个和好的工作，正是推动我们要选择去克罗地亚的原因。
Because there is a people there that we feel the Lord calling us to share that through Jesus Christ, they too can be brought near to God.
因为他们也都需要被上帝邀请进入他们的家。
Croatia is a small country of about 4 million.
克罗地亚其实不是一个大的城地方，只有400万人。
So less people in the whole country than in the city of Toronto.
所以呢，整个的国家呢，都不够多伦多人多。
It is in southeastern Europe and part of the Balkan Peninsula.
是呢，在欧洲东南的地方地带。
And until relatively recently in 1989, it was a part of the bigger Yugoslavia.
在89年之前呢，是南斯拉夫的一个地方。
Croatia is approximately 0.4% Christian, so the need there is very great.
克罗地亚只有 0.4% 的基督徒。
As we read in Ephesians, Jesus came and preached peace to those who were far off and peace to those who were near.
耶稣来到的时间，向远方近处的人传讲这个和平的福音。
Croatia is a majority Catholic country, so in many ways it might seem like a country full of those who are near.
在克罗地亚，你发觉有很多天主教的教堂，也都有自称的信徒。在表面上你看来呢，好像是很多近处的人。
But in reality, the religious landscape of the country is not only very different, but is rapidly changing.
不过，如果你仔细的了解，你会发觉当地的那些宗教的信仰，或者当地的自称的信徒，其实那个情况是快速的改变。
Within the growing generation of young people, it's more and more common to hear the refrain, Oh, I'm Catholic, but I'm not religious. Or, I'm Catholic, but I'm an atheist.
你会发觉咧，喺下一代嘅克罗地亚嘅年轻人，你会常常听到佢哋话：，诶，我哋系天主教徒，不过我哋唔信神嘅。
So as that almost seems like it doesn't work, but Catholicism is often, particularly in the younger generation, a part of culture and a part of Croatian identity, but not necessarily a matter of personal faith and belief.
对当地嘅年轻人嚟讲，这个只不过是一个家庭里面文化里面嘅一样嘅嘢，冇佢哋自己个人同上帝嘅关系。
The gospel is desperately needed. The truth about Jesus Christ, who alone can save, not through works or penance or good deeds before man, but the saving grace of Jesus Christ, who makes us near when we are far.
所以你睇见那个地方是非常需要耶稣基督的福音，不是我们的功劳，不是我们自己的悔罪，不是我们自己什么东西 的行动，而是耶稣基督拯救的福音。
As I said earlier, we will be joining a church planting team as well as working with a Christian camp ministry.
当我们去到克罗地亚，我们会联合当地的教会的领袖、宣教士去建立教会。
The vision statement of our team is to see all regions in Croatia have established, healthy, reproducing biblical churches that have societal influence.
我们的院长是我们去到克罗地亚不同的地方去建立健康的会持续发展的安住圣经真理而行的教会以致他们能够在社会上有那个改变。
One of the elders at our home church in British Columbia has a saying, the church is God's number one plan for reaching the world.
在我们的母堂,在温哥华,在BC Abbotsford的地方,他们时常说一句话,神要改变社会的其中一个最重要的方法就是透过教会。
As God has reconciled us in Christ, his good news goes out to the world through us, his people.
当上帝和好的福音临到我们自己的时候,他就差派我们进入世界,将好消息带给其他人。
So we want to serve on a team that will be part of this goal. We'll be part of planting a church to help share the good news of Jesus.
我们希望在当地建立这个教会,能够和其他的同工一起合作。
And the camp that we'll be serving with has three main areas of ministry. Summer camp, community outreach, and leadership development.
另外为到学童的一个福音营,亦都在不同的时间,在暑假,在其他的时间,会透过这些福音营去接触这些学童。
The summer camp runs every summer, and they do English camps, they do sports camps, as well as running a camp for missionary kids.
这些夏令营,包括英文营,又或者其他的,特别是为宣教儿女的一个营会。
Kenny will most likely have the chance to go ahead of us to Croatia this coming June for a couple of weeks to help lead the camp for missionary kids.
我的先生Kenny应该在接下来的6月就会预先去克罗地亚预备这些营会的工作。
And then he will come back to Canada for the last of our training, and then our whole family hopes to move next August.
接着他会回来加拿大继续接受最后的我们需要的训练,接着明年的8月我们就会一起离开。
The camp also runs programs through the year to reach out to the communities around them in hopes that there will be opportunity to share the gospel and to positively impact the people around them.
这个福音营会在一年当中不断地进行,希望不单止是儿童,以及其他不同的人都有机会能够听到福音。
And lastly, the camp works with leadership development, providing training and discipleship for young Christian leaders, as well as for Christian businesses and nonprofits.
这个地方也会不单止训练小朋友、学童,也会建立领袖,甚至帮助他们在工作上、在生意上都有一些训练。
There's so much more we would love to tell you.
有很多其他的东西我很想跟大家分享。
So we'll be here for a little bit after church. We have a little like a banner out in the foyer where you can come talk to us. We would love to tell you more, and we would love to give you a prayer card. It's a picture of our family and how you can pray for us.
崇拜结束的时候，我哋会咧企喺南门嘅嗰个走廊嘅当中。如果大家愿意咧，我哋可以多啲嘅分享，亦都可以咧继续介绍，同埋咧都希望你系能够攞一张嗰个代祷嘅一个卡，时常咧系纪念。
So once again, our deepest thank yous and deep honor that we feel to be here today.
最后我想告诉大家,能够在大家当中一起的分享是一个很大的荣誉,也是一个很大的感谢。
So right now, Toronto Emmanuel Church is partnering with us as we go off to Croatia.
我们的教会多伦多以马内堂是和Brittany和Kenny他们一家来合作。
But if you're looking for more ways to partner with us,
如果你希望有更多不同的方法,我们一起去合作参与福音的工作的时候,
Here's a few points.
这里有几个我觉得可以和你分享的要点。
So pray for Croatia.
祷告。 为克罗地亚这个地方祈祷,
pray for people to come to know the Lord.
祈祷人愿意来到上帝的面前认识他。
Pray that Christian young people would be discipled into passionate followers of Jesus.
祈祷当地嘅学童学生能够咧有机会认识佢。
Pray for more missionaries to come to Croatia.
祈祷更多嘅宣教士去到克罗地亚呢个地方。
And pray for the Croatian churches.
为到当地嘅教会祷告。
And for the camp.
为到咧呢个福音嘅营嚟到祷告。
So you can also help send us to Croatia by supporting us monthly.
你亦都可以咧每个月咧去到支持我哋嘅工作。
We need money to live there. There's way we need money to get there.
我哋需要喺嗰度生活，需要咧系资助，亦都需要咧去嗰个地方咧都需要费用嘅。
And we feel right now that we are being sent by your church. Giving is not just donating; it's sending.
我哋咧好睇重呢一个同教会嘅合作。当你哋去支持我哋嘅时间，唔系净系咧系付上金钱，而系咧系差派我哋。
You can come talk to us after the service about opportunities to go to Croatia to be a part of the gospel being shared there.
你亦都可以咧系同我哋倾谈啊，点样可以有机会咧一齐去到克罗地亚呢个嘅地方参与福音嘅工作。
I just want to go there first.
我净系想预先去啫。
So that's three things: pray, give, and go.
所三样嘅事情：祈祷、支持以及咧系一齐嘅去。
Like Brittany said before, we're going to be outside at the little table there. We would love to chat with you until our girls tell us we have to go.
崇拜完咗之后，我哋会两夫妇喺外边直至几时咧？直至我女话我哋要走啦。
Thank you very much.
多谢大家。